It's Friday, November 14, and with your midday bulletin, I am Leonard Witbian. A source at the Nursing Training Institute of Technology in Windhoek has raised concerns about leadership style, student welfare, and possible regulatory non-compliance. Allegations include mismanagement of funds for uniforms, strict student controls, and a demand for the final examination timetable to be rescheduled to December 5th. The source accuses the director of autocratic behavior and warns that the school could face closure if the nursing education standards are not upheld. The institution's director, George Zeke, declined to allow publication of the interview conducted with Future Media News. However, you can find the full interview with the source on futuremedianews.com.na. In South Africa, the EFF has opened a case of perjury against Police Minister Senzo Mkunu's Chief of Staff, Cedric Kabinde. This follows his appearance before Parliament's ad hoc committee last week, where it emerged that parts of his statements were fabricated. He has been accused of lying about his relationship with controversial businessman Brown Mokgotsi. EFF Deputy Secretary General Leon Matthys says Kabinde deliberately lied to Parliament, misrepresented facts, and admitted that he had thumb-sucked his affidavit.
His statement in of itself, I think it was 24 pages. I mean, literally the date when he said he got the message and he had to confirm with Lieutenant General Panazi. And then five paragraphs later, it's a different date. How do you not pick that up? It tells you of a person who does not care about Parliament, doesn't take his oath of office serious.
To Europe now, where UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and his Finance Minister Rachel Reeves have reportedly dropped plans to raise income tax in this month's upcoming budget. That's despite weeks of hints from the Chancellor that an increase might be needed to plug a shortfall in public finances. It's understood she's abandoned the idea over fears it would break Labour's manifesto pledges and may instead lower tax thresholds to raise some of the money. Reform UK activist Tim Montgomery says he's shocked.
This is an absolute shambles. We've had months now of speculation where investors, business people have not known what the future is going to. There's been, you know, that bizarre Rachel Reeves early morning press conference. We had Keir Starmer basically admit that income tax was going to rise. And now this extraordinary U-turn.
And finally, former Miss Namibia and Miss Universe 1992 Michelle McLean has expressed her full support for the current Miss Namibia, Joanna Swartboy. Speaking to us about Swartboy's accomplishments, McLean praised her rise from modeling to representing Namibia on the international stage. She also highlighted Swartboy's eloquence, professionalism, and ability to handle pressure in a pageant environment often influenced by politics and social media scrutiny.
And the important thing is that we need to support our ambassadors for Namibia, promoting our country, the investment opportunities. You know, I work with Gondwana Collection and, you know, promoting tourism in Namibia for our skills development and our employment. That is so important. So having ambassadors like our Miss Namibias, like Joanna, and our sports stars and our cultural stars is really important. And we need to back them and not create a negative vibe around it and separatism, you know, in terms of different groups. We are Namibians number one. Brand Namibia. Namibia has to come first.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.